Morning Wake Up on 1320. WILS, of course, added.com to that for the website where we are live streaming with this show, with all programming and the podcast under the media tab. My picture, there it is. And you can access all of the interviews and all the subjects that we do. We like to talk about lifestyle issues, too, and how they merge economically, especially with travel. And boy, we get the whole thing with this, the Justice Department investigating whether United States Airlines working together illegally to keep airfares high by signaling plans to one another, wow, this would be collusion, to limit flights. If you've flown recently, you and I fly quite a bit, relatively, not much as some, but you can't help but notice that there are fewer flights out there, that the flights are fuller, there's less options. So you think, boy, oh boy, to get from here to here, I used to have this. Nope, not anymore. Well, the Justice Department is writing to major U.S. air carriers, and they're demanding they detail their decisions to limit the number of seats offered and what they've said about those plans to their investors, to their securities analysts, and to the general public. So this is now a big deal, and this can affect investment with airline shares overall. Are they conspiring with one another? Is that just a fait accompli? We should have known that all along. Travel expert Karen Dawson joining us this morning to discuss. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, and hope you are as well. This is an interesting topic because I guess I've always put some of these carriers out there. You know, Southwest always kind of rolls their own way a little bit different. But with others that share similar routes, they always seem recently to have been downscaling, getting those planes more and more full, tougher travel situation overall, just less options. Do you think there is some real collusion out there?
Unfortunately, I don't, but it certainly feels that way. But it just seems there's so much less competition than there used to be. And it's going to be really hard, I think, for the Department of Justice to prove collusion because they were the very group that approved all these mergers.
Right.
The latest one being U.S. Air and American. So now we have fewer carriers. And I was even shocked when I read the report that those four major carriers dominate 80% of the marketplace. So there's no reason for competition.
Yeah, so but did they get to that point of dominating and get by basically squeezing out others, and now they just don't have that same, I guess, incentive to want to compete, to want to offer something truly different? I mean, it's they've made travel a relatively for some, it can be a relatively unpleasant experience.
It's not fun anymore. It's just not fun anymore, and especially when you buy this airline ticket and think, okay, this is great, and I'm getting an okay price, but suddenly I want a seat assignment, I have to pay extra for that. I want to bring a bag with me, I have to pay extra for that. I get on the plane, I now pay for snacks. So the customer is feeling like everywhere I turn, I'm getting squeezed. So it's just not a fun travel experience.
There's
anymore.
That. I don't know if you ever saw it, Karen, but there's that the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can. That
yeah.
scene
mm-hmm.
was the Pan Am, and there's got, you know, Sinatra, come fly with
mm-hmm.
me. And I
right.
remember as a kid, I mean, this is when you flew. You were a jet setter, or you're like us, we're going to a funeral. You got a bereavement
right.
fair, and then you're dressed up. My parents are dressed up, and I see people in the terminal. I see at the time the stewardesses. It was exotic. It was fun. It was an adventure. Even if you were going on family bad news, it was. But no longer. And again, but collusion, though, this is a court, it's a legal thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tricky, you're right, it's a trickier proposition
right.
to prove. And you think they're going to have to dig pretty deep to find anything?
I think so, but I think it'll be very, very tough for them to prove, as I said, because of the mergers that they very much allowed. I just don't see there just is no competition there. And the other thing you sort of expect in this climate where the jet fuel prices are low and the load factors are high is that we'd start seeing all these new carriers pop up, and we're just not seeing that either.
Yeah, it's interesting all the way around. Well, as a travel mm-hmm. expert, when you say it's not fun, there's still ways, though, to make travel fun. How do you try to go about that with your clients?
Well, it's certainly in the destinations we choose for them. I do a lot of destination weddings and a lot of honeymoons and just a lot of family travel in general. So my challenge is finding great resorts and great cruises for families. And the other important thing is, as you talk about family travel, is to book far in advance because it's critical that obviously the families sit together. So if you don't book early enough, it's really tough getting those seat assignments. So that's my one of my biggest recommendations.
Yeah, and it can be, and then if you fly, and it's really a crapshoot too. If you're flying on one of the, open seating, then I'm letter C or whatever, C32. Oops, I might be like the 140th person getting on the plane. If you're flying with a family, now you know that you're going to be, you're really going to be pushing it for seating anywhere near together.
Exactly. And what's just so frustrating to me is knowing that these seats are blocked out for their executive platinum members, and they're not going to open up until the very last minute. But it's very frustrating to a normal family who only maybe gets to go on vacation once a year, and they book their vacation, 3 or 4 months out and still can't get any seat assignments ahead of time. So that's very frustrating.
Karen, before we let you go, are we the travel consumers who fly, are we to fault for this if you're not one of the super elite numbers points people? But are we to fault for basically rolling over and kind of accepting it, saying, well, it's just the way it goes, rather than really pushing back or even collectively, individually? Is it just... Do the airlines just go, hey, we can do it because we can get away with it, they'll keep flying, it doesn't matter?
Well, I don't think so. I think, obviously the economy is good and people had stopped traveling for a long time, obviously when we were going through the recession, and now families are starting to travel again, yeah. And so demand is high, which is good. But I certainly don't blame the consumer for that. And all I can tell you is to book far in advance. If you're going to buy an airfare, try and shop for it on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Those are the best days to book. And certainly if you know you're going in a fairly short time, make sure you're booking in advance of that 14th day, because once you get less than 14 that's days, that's when the airfares really ratchet up.
Yeah, and if you buy the same day, trust me, expect to get the treatment from TSA. Oh, yeah. It's just going to happen unless you're in their super plus zone. They know you well. It's just part and parcel. Travel expert Karen Dawson, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate
Alrighty.
It.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye now.
More coming up here on the Morning Wake Up. Keep it right here. It is 1320 WILS.